From Bothell to Ballard, this is Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM. News and talk, powered by the Pacific Northwest.
Stan Lee, who, judging by his output, has to be one of the most creative human minds in history, has passed away at the age of 95. And Dyer Oxley is here from MyNorthwest.com. He hosts the award-winning Northwest Nerd podcast. I was a strictly DC Comics kid, so it was, you know, Superman, Batman. I never, for some reason, the Marvel Universe was just foreign to me. But explain Stan Lee's contribution, what made him so special.
You know, I was a lot like you. Superman was my guy. And I came up in the 90s when Superman died, so that was huge.
Yeah.
However, the way I like to describe Stan Lee and why he was so important, even for folks who might not have been as into him, is imagine the computer world, our world of smartphones and computers that are right in front of us right now in the studio without Bill Gates or without Steve Jobs. They didn't invent computers, but they put them in our lives in a way that never existed before that was so monumental in its influence, and that was Stan Lee to comic books. I mean, it seems a little bit far off to think of it right now. Back in the early 60s, mid-50s, there was this thing called the Comics Code of Authority, and it really kind of pacified comic books in a way.
Right.
And Stan Lee ran right against the grain with that. And his characters didn't adhere to that code. Sometimes they took that little marker of the code off the comic books because in this edition, Stan Lee gave one of his characters a drug addiction. And that was just so far out of the realm of possibility with comic books right then. Superheroes were supposed to have, you know, cleft chins and speak like this and, you know, punch the bad guys.
Well, James, our producer, was explaining to me that there were – it was intentional. He was trying to basically preach in some of these comic books.
He said that he would never really pound you over the head with it, but it was quite clear what he was doing. And he came up as editor-in-chief of Marvel Comics. At the time when he came in, it was called Timely, but they converted it to Marvel and took on DC, the big powerhouse at the time. He was never going to be straightforward with it, but there was these very, very clear metaphors, much in the same way that we look at Star Trek today. Yeah, X-Men was quite clearly a metaphor for the civil rights movement that was happening for its time. Spider-Man, which was never supposed to happen, he snuck it in at the last minute, was also a metaphor for what a lot of teenagers are going through. There was a lot of drug addiction, like I said, in that one in the early issues.
And he was a big champion of recognizing differences and celebrating those,
right,
not holding them against the people. So in a way, his message was about kindness, it was about equality and acceptance, which was huge.
It's funny that you say that because especially over the last day after his death, but over the last year or so, what has been recirculating around the internet, around Twitter, are these little columns that he used to write called Stanley's Soapbox. Mm. And back in the day, these comic books and these magazines used to have little one-page news items, what would come in the comic books. And as editor, he would write an opinion article. It was just a small column. And a lot of them had to do with racism and bigotry. One of the ones he did that's been going around lately had to do with love and what characters in our history of Christ and Buddha and Moses, they last. But then you look at the people whose acts were hateful and they don't. And that was kind of his when he really did get on his, you know, soapbox. It was Stan's soapbox. One of the things that I pulled out more recently is he said bigotry and racism are among the deadliest social ills plaguing the world. And he said that right after Martin Luther King was assassinated. Further saying that humanity would never really realize its destiny if we kept doing this to each other. And he was saying this in the 60s.
So who takes his place now?
There's a few people in the comic book realm that we could probably point to. Personally, with my bias, again, with Superman, I think Brian Michael Bendis, who's a Northwest comic book creator out of Portland, who has now taken the helm of Superman, is probably one of the guys that I think is going to push this forward. Of course, I think a lot of comic book fans are going to tell you that it's going to be found in a lot of the indies that are coming up and doing it their own way and going against the grain, just as Stan did it. But if we're looking at just the big powerhouses, Brian Michael Bendis just led Marvel through right up until where we had this Marvel Cinematic Universe that has now taken over Hollywood.
Yeah.
And he has moved over to DC, and now we're going to look at what he just did with Marvel post Stan Lee. He's going to probably be doing it with DC. So all eyes are on Superman right now because that's what he's helming.
Dyer Oxley, who hosts the Northwest Nerd podcast at MyNorthwest.com.